Gospel according to Luke. Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up the mountain to pray. While he was praying, his face changed in appearance, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As they were about to part from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But he did not know what he was saying. While he was still speaking, a cloud came and cast a shadow over them, and they became frightened when they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my chosen son. Listen to him." After the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. This might be an analogy for our spiritual life. Many times we may find ourselves overcome by sleep, lack of concentration, not knowing what's going on around us. But as we become fully awake, we can see the glory of the Lord. Most of us probably never have such an intense experience as the Transfiguration, at least not as we've experienced as yet. But sometimes we can catch a glimpse of the glory of the Lord. If you've ever had the experience of walking along the beach, somewhere down at the ocean, and you've listened to the waves, and you hear the breeze, and you hear seagulls, and you see the waves ebbing and flowing from the shore, you might catch a glimpse of the glory of the Lord. Or if you travel to some mountain and go on a hike, and when you hit the top, you feel the warmth of the sunshine, and you feel the breeze, and you almost hear that still voice of the Lord. The experience that Peter, James, and John had was not unlike that which is conveyed to us in the reading from the Old Testament. Abraham has gone forth from the land of the Chaldees at the behest of God. God says, "Go," and Abraham goes. On faith, he listens to the Lord. He has seen the manifestation of the strength of the Lord. And the Lord promises to him that his descendants will be as great as the stars of heaven. And he takes Abraham outside and says, "Look up at the sky. Your descendants will be as innumerable as the stars that you see in heaven." And then later on in the evening time, he is asked to make a sacrifice. And that sacrifice is placed upon the altar, and incense and fire consume it. Now, what is mysterious in that? Not just that the hand of God comes down and divides the sacrifice and accepts it as a covenant. But when Abraham was told to look up at the sky to see the stars, it was as bright as day, like it is now. He was asked to look at the sky and count the stars without being able to see them. And that is why it was counted to him as faith. He believed God. He knew that God would fulfill his promise. Today, in our reading from St. Paul, St. Paul says, "Our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we also await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." How is it that we can await the Savior from heaven? From it, we also await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our citizenship is in heaven. God is showing us something mysterious, something eternal, something sublime, something beyond our understanding. And yet, with eyes of faith, we understand that our Lord is in heaven, but he is also with us. That has been the whole story of Israel, that God, the transcendent God, the God of the universe, who is so immense that we cannot see him, is still here. His name, the name he was gave to Moses when Moses asked, "What shall I tell the Israelites is your name?" And he told him, "Aye, Esher, Aye. I will be who I will be. I am who I am." He said, "I am, so don't you worry about who I am. Just know I am with you." The God who is with his people. He's not with his people to confirm everything they do, but he's with his people to show them the way. And Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. Come, follow me. Come, take up your cross each day and follow me." In Lent, we have an opportunity to grow more into the mystery of our salvation. We're not just spectators sitting in pews, looking and participating by receiving the body and blood of Christ. We are spectators, yes, but we have to have the eyes of faith to behold what we're seeing. When we come to the holy sacrifice of the Mass, we are not just commemorating the Last Supper. We are entering into the mystery of the resurrection from the dead, because the body and blood of Christ that we encounter in the sacrament is not the dead body on the cross. It's the risen Savior, the risen Christ, who gives his body and blood, his glorious body and blood, transformed into a glorification of all of our humanity in him at the end of time. So he is coming to us from his glorious future, when God will be all in all. These are the type of mysteries that we encounter as we are here in divine worship. That is why the divine worship is ordered the way it is, to point us in the right direction, in the direction of Calvary, in the direction of this altar of sacrifice, to something which is greater than just being here and now, but which is in union with the living, the departed, and all the saints in heaven. One cosmic moment, one divine moment, one moment in Christ. So today, as we ascend this mountain of the Lord and we come into his presence more and more, let's hope that his presence rubs off on us, because without it, we really have no hope. Our lives are completely absorbed in his if we will let him do so. A little while later, we're going to have an instruction after Mass today with a little bit of a luncheon and all, and it again is the second episode of Bishop Robert Barron's The Mass. And I invite you all to come, because as we grow more and more in the knowledge of God, we can grow more and more in the mystery of God because we understand what we're looking at. We understand what we're doing. There's something mysterious happening here, something very mysterious. From the shining cloud, the Father's voice is heard. This is my beloved Son. Hear him.